Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy in the car, just like you? Right now, times are really tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to make your drive around Melbourne fun. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass on Joy 94.9, where we'd like to share facts, opinions, explainers, and sometimes just a little bit of gossip. Macca.
Thanks, Tass. Now, I'm not sure what category you're going to put our next guest into there. Wayne Gadd is the Secretary of the Police Association of Victoria.
Facts, of course, Macca. Facts.
How are you, Wayne? Good morning.
Hey, g'day, Macca. How are you going, Tass? How are you?
Yeah, great to have you on the airwaves this morning.
Quick first question, Wayne. Tass and I were discussing this before we went on air. I said that I thought that of all the members of Victoria Police, about 96 or 97% were members, or is it higher or lower than that?
Well, it's even higher than that. It's very close to 100%, and we're very proud of that. And well, I think we're proud of our members because, you know, when they're members of the police association, they're looking after each other. And that's, I think, largely why they do it. So, it's, you know, it's an important feature of being a police officer or PSO in Victoria.
Wow, Wayne, you almost need to set yourself a KPI to grab that last couple of percent, make it 100.
Yeah, we're reaching for the stars. We really are.
Now, we are very interested in you talking to us about what you're hearing on the ground. What's the experience of police officers on the ground in helping to manage and respond to this COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, I think it's largely been, largely been positive in terms of the engagement with community, guys. Look, I was actually quite fortunate. I spent a lot of the week actually in the field with my members last week. It's not something we do a lot of at times because we've all got busy things to do. But when our members are out there in such unprecedented times, it's important that we're out there and able to support them as well. But look, I witnessed firsthand so many positive interactions that our members were having with community groups, with people in need, particularly down in locations like the public housing estates in Flemington and North Melbourne, where their presence and their support is really unparalleled. Like, we saw a lot from emergency service workers, including the police. We saw them there in great numbers, and, you know, obviously at some risk, and we've said all along through this pandemic that our members, like many frontline workers, put themselves out there. They can't self-isolate, they can't stay at home. But they're out there doing things like making sure that other emergency services can get food to residents, can get medication up there, that they can get the support and care that they needed. And I'm absolutely confident without the flexible approach of our members, that important work wouldn't have been done. I think as quickly as it was.
What's the mood amongst the officers? What are you picking up? What feedback are they giving you?
Well, I think you've got to always appreciate that our members are just people from the community. And we always say that, you know, police, PSOs, they're just mums and dads in the community. They're nervous. They're worried about this virus and this pandemic situation for all the same reasons that we are. They don't want their kids and their partners to be sick, you know, and when you talk to them, about, it's not their, I often find this quite interesting. When you talk to them about their apprehensions and their concerns about the virus, it's never about them personally. It's often about what happens when I take this home. My elderly parents might live with me, might care for my kids. How do I protect them, given I've got such a frontline emergency service role? So I think they're some of the things that we see, but I also think that they also take great satisfaction and great pride in being able to be out there doing what they signed up to do. And I sort of make this point when I was speaking to a whole group of our members before they were deployed last week, and I said, you know, in some ways we've been given a bit of a gift here because this pandemic, this situation is allowing us to do something we all signed up to do, and that was help people in need of assistance. and there are plenty of people out there that need a chop out. And so to some extent, you do see them happy to be able to lend a hand when that help is needed.
I think that's a really positive thing to hear.
I'm quite moved by that, actually.
Yeah, it's a very positive thing, and you know, as you've been out there on the front lines, and often, you know, I think particularly in an environment like this, the role of the police is to protect, is to engage, and at the end of the day, to enforce. And it can't be an easy job. It's not an easy job for the paramedics. It's not an easy job for everyone else in the health system. And the police, you know, when I think about, and I relate a positive experience I had about being stopped, and the old number plate recognition worked, Wayne, and they said, good afternoon, Mr. McCarthy, how are you? And I'm like, oh.
Well, were your number plates Joy FM?
No. They weren't. they should be, actually, because then they... But it was a really positive experience. But I'm interested, Wayne, so... Earlier before the lockdown, you talked about your great concern for your members at the Housing Commission Towers, and it was particularly around infection control and what steps had been taken, but that you made the point that your members are not experts in this, and that, you know, from your perspective, there was a lack of training and perhaps resources, but you were concerned. How did that end up at the end of this week, where that lockdown finished for 8 of the towers? Was the infection control and how to do it and what they could and couldn't do, how did that develop over the week?
Well, it developed quickly, and I think this is a testament to that relationship we've often talked about, NACA, between Victoria Police and the Police Association. It makes us very different as a union, I think, to many. We work very collaboratively with the employer. And very quickly, once we recognised our members had a job to do there, we worked together to get protocols in place. All of our members were receiving briefings from infection control nurses, right, or experts prior to being deployed. And that's really important, because we need to recognise that this is not their day job. And that, you know, in the normal situation, police and PSOs aren't trained in these extra steps.
No, you're not. They're not nurses. They're actually police officers. That's exactly right.
Exactly. And you know, I've got friends who are nurses and who have often said to me, you know, there's actually so much you have to know about how to properly put PPE on and take it off. Nurses get trained in this. They drill this all the time. Mm. And even they are really challenged by the procedural steps that need to be applied. We put steps in place to make sure that training, that education was available, particularly to those officers in those areas where we knew that, you know, the activity was heightened. And I think that's gone a long way to not only, we hope, managing the infection control in that space, but also keeping police officers safe. You know, in that objective, I genuinely do believe that Victoria Police and us as the Police Association have a shared objective there.
I have to say, from my personal point of view, seeing the police presence in the community, I think has been very affirming and very positive. You know, I know there have been some examples of not such great experiences, but overall, I think it's been pretty positive from my point of view. Macca, what do you think?
Yeah, look, there's always people, you know, that are going to, you know...
There's always complainers out there, isn't
there? Yeah, but there are people that have legitimate concerns and they need to be addressed, and I find it quite encouraging, Wayne, you know, you say the relationship between the Police Association and Victoria Police, it's actually a lot like the relationship between Ambulance Victoria and the Ambulance Union. That, you know, they listen, you know, and you listen and you work through it and get to it. I've got one quick question, if I may. I'm thinking about, and I'm not going to call it the Ring of Steel, even though I just did, but the... you know, your members that are on the road that are checking vehicles, and we know, you know, with booze buses and drug buses, you know, that might go on for, you know, 3 or 4 hours. This is like they're there for a whole shift and they're interacting probably with a dozen or more people an hour on the same issue. Is that challenging?
It's challenging. Often the work of, you know, police work in these sorts of environments can be repetitive. It's like breath testing or drug testing. You do the same thing time and time again. But in any of these operations, what you're screening for is really serious, whether it be drug impairment, alcohol impairment, or in this case, blatant breaches of probably perhaps the most important safety regs that we've ever seen in Victoria. And so I think that tends, you know, that drives and motivates our members. They're protecting regional communities and helping metro communities contain the spread of this virus. That keeps you out there. I think we all know just how important that work is. And when we've visited and spoken to our colleagues working these lines, they get the importance of that role. We're really pleased to see them supported now. They've got, and again, we've had ongoing and positive dialogue with Victoria Police around making sure the work is as comfortable and as safe for our members out there, because they're going to be doing this for some weeks, we would anticipate, unless the situation changes very, very rapidly. So, you know, it's important we get it right, but we're happy with the work that they're doing.
Wayne, we're almost out of time, but is there a message that you would like to communicate to our listeners this morning on behalf of police officers?
Yes, there is. We're out there. Our members are out there trying to keep you safe. If you want to support police at the moment, the best thing you can do is stay home, because they can't.
That's really important. And look, you know, Wayne, I'm so pleased that, you know, your members are, you know, getting some positive feedback. But, you know, the reason that we're doing this is to protect everyone, and you guys, you know, just as much as the health professionals are on the front line, it's never going to be perfect. It's never going to be ideal. And, you know, again, if you were to ask your members, what would be the message that would come across unanimously from your members that they want to give to the Victorian public? What would it be?
Stay home. Stay home. Help us all. Help us all beat this thing. And if we do what we're asked, if we all do our bit, we'll get through this as quickly as we can.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Wayne. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you. That was Wayne Gatt, the Secretary of the Police Association of Victoria. He's going for 100% membership. I think there's a couple of people in police command that aren't members. That's, you know.
And lots of feedback this morning, Macca. Lots of feedback from our listeners.
Yes.
Love hearing us. I think this is probably one of the most interesting ones here, Macca, for me. Somebody who was doing some mental health outreach work at one of the high-rise, they said they were very impressed with the approach of VicPol in navigating their entry in these unprecedented times. The issue was not the individuals doing their job, but a surprise at the large number of police at the entrance.
Yeah. And that can be quite confronting. Look, you are
on
Saturday Magazine. We like your feedback.
Keep it up.
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards, the loyalty program of Virgin Australia.